An ummat, in order to carry on with this mubarak effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no more anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to come. No more prophets to come in this world. This responsibility, this worry and this concern that how deen can come alive in the whole of mankind till the day of qiyamah. Mona Mangas. Somebody just carry the chair for a moment. So brothers, alhamdulillah, this ummah has been, my dear brothers, formed with great amount of effort and sacrifice. This is that garden, my dear brothers, which Sahaba Ikram radhi ajma'in, they watered with their own blood, they watered with their sweat, they watered with their sacrifice and their qurbani. So my dear Alism brothers, we find all the fruits that we are benefiting, my beloved Alism brothers, through their worry and their sacrifice and their movement for the deen of Allah. They underwent poverty. They underwent, my dear brothers, separation from their families for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They strove far and wide for the deen of Allah. They did not consider, my dear brothers, even their own needs. They sacrificed their needs also, and they strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how fortunate are we that today, my dear brothers, we are reciters of this kalima. We are the ones, my dear, that are proud to say that we are Muslim. But my dear brothers, we have to understand and realize that together with reciting this kalima is a great responsibility. That if we want our generations that are going to come, that they also benefit from these fruits, my dear brothers, of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever efforts that we will do today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will perpetuate these efforts in our children and our grandchildren and the generations to come. So what a great responsibility is upon our shoulders. Allah ta'ala has selected us. Allah Ta'ala has chosen us. Allah Ta'ala has taken us out in order, my dear Muslim brothers, to make the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to make the worry of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the harkat for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen must come alive. Allah's name must become bulund in the whole world. That the most important thing, my beloved Muslim brothers, must be the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's greatness, my dear brothers, must be, my dear brothers, like how the Muazzin, my dear brothers, calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And how it reverberates, my dear brothers, in the whole atmosphere. And everybody listens about this, my dear brother, the Adhan. In the same way, my dear brothers, we have to make an effort so that Allah's greatness, my dear brothers, comes into the hearts of each and every person. That the whole world, my dear brothers, becomes affected with the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the lesson of Kalima is there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that does. Allah does, makhluk cannot do, my dear brothers. This is the most important thing that we have to learn. The doer is Allah, the giver is Allah, the protector is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wishes, as He pleases. Nothing happens without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my beloved, how this, my beloved, can come alive, we have to make an effort. Everything requires an effort. When jamaats are moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that effort is being made in order to take away this incorrect yaqeen from our hearts, to put into our hearts this correct yaqeen that Allah is a do. Nothing else can do. Makhluk is dead. Makhluk is helpless, hopeless, useless. It cannot benefit anybody. It cannot harm anybody, my dear. The only one that benefits is Allah. The only one who harms is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one who protects is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one that gives and takes is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved, this is the most important lesson, the yaqeen of kalima, my dear brothers, to come within this heart. That Allah does, Allah does, Allah does. That whatever we see, wherever we see it coming from, it is not happening from where we see it. It's happening to the qudrat of Allah. It is happening to the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala does not use the means of this world. My dear brothers, Allah ta'ala does not use the means of this world, but Allah ta'ala uses the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amal that has been, my dear, displayed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these amal, like Sahaba Ikram, I had that full yaqeen that the doer is Allah and Allah ta'ala does through amal. Any halats come, any conditions come, we not turn towards asbab, we not turn towards the things of this world, we turn towards the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to solve our problems, if there is a group of people like this in the world, my dear brothers, that have full yaqeen that Allah does through His Qudrat and Allah Ta'ala does through Amal of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is that group of people that will dismantle Batil in the whole world. And this was the group of Sahaba Ikram. This was the group of Sahaba Ikram. They say there are three types of people. One are those, my dear brothers, that do Amal. One are those that, my dear brothers, they have yaqeen in mulk and maal, that things will happen through my profession, things will happen through my wealth, things will happen through the government, things will happen with all these things, that I will be successful, you see, through these things. On the other hand, my dear lesson brothers, they are those that do amal, they do amal, but they also have yaqeen, my dear brothers, in mulk and maal, in the things of this world, my dear brothers, that no, we will do salah, we will do, my dear brother, dhikr and tilawat of Quran, but yaqeen, that without wealth, I cannot be successful. That without my profession, I cannot be successful. So Mullah Yusuf Sahib Ramallah said that these two groups of people, Allah Ta'ala treats them the same, my dear brothers. But there is a third group of people that have full yaqeen, that Allah is the one that does through His Qudrat, and Allah Ta'ala does, my dear brothers, through amal. Allah Ta'ala does through the actions shown to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is that group of people, my dear, that don't have yaqeen in my property, in my maal, in my wealth, that this is the thing that is going to bring success to us, will solve our problems. They have yaqeen only that Allah does through His Qudrat, but does through amal, does through the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they say when halas and conditions come, my dear brothers, then these first two group of people, they will be affected with the halas that come in the world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard those people that when halas come, they turn towards amal. They look at what are the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they turn towards those amal, my dear Muslim brothers, and they solve their problems like Sahaba Ikram. In hunger, they turn towards salah. In any difficulty, my dear, was a soul, and Nabi Sam ran towards the masjid. Any difficulty that came, a person lost his donkey, he makes two rakats of salah, Allah Ta'ala puts life in his donkey. Turning towards, through sadaqah, they understood that Allah's calamities will go away, my dear. Through all these amal, my dear, through dua, the great, my dear, yaqini asbab. These are yaqini asbab. Behind all this asbab, the asbab, my dear, is the amal of Nabi, is the help of Allah. Behind that shop, there's no help of Allah. There's no promise that you are going to, behind that wealth, there's no promise you're going to get the help of Allah. But behind two rakats of salah, there is a promise of Allah. Behind dua, my dear brother, there's a promise of Allah. Behind giving sadaqah, there's a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To how that yaqeen, my beloved elders, can come within us. And for this, my dear elders and brothers, our elders are saying that in order for this heart to become affected, we are in need of an environment. We are, all of us are in need of an environment. They say an environment is the most powerful tool, my dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This environment, my dear elders and brothers, that will affect this heart. If we are in the correct environment, the environment of deen, my dear elders and brothers, the environment where the talks of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking place, this is the means in order to increase our iman. In order to, that is why they say, where do you make effort for iman? The workshop for iman is the masjid. This is the place, they say, connect yourself to the masjid. Five times a day you are coming to the masjid, but that sometimes is not even enough. You sit in, like Sahaba Ikram, sat in the masjid, made the effort of deen, fulfilled the taqazas, my dear listeners, from the masjid, learnt about Allah Ta'ala's greatness, my dear, in the halkas of ilm, in the halkas of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking over and over again about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This environment, my dear listeners, brothers, we need to establish not only in every masjid, but also in every home. So how important and vital it is for each and every one of us to establish this type of environment. That is why in our effort also, my dear listeners and brothers, all the amals is creating an environment. Taaleem, my dear brothers, that takes place, creates an environment. When we're going out for gush, my dear brothers, it's creating an environment. The ishtimas and jors that take place, my dear, is creating an environment. Over and over again, when we are attached and linked to this environment, we will find, my dear listeners and brothers, that Allah, like in an environment like this, when the tashkil is made, the desire comes in us to give from our life and our time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an effect, my dear brothers, of an environment. So how important, my beloved elders and brothers, it is for us in order to, my dear elders and brothers, create this environment. And through the fazl and the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, few years have gone now, my dear brothers, and it is only the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those ni'mats, my dear brothers, that we took for granted, for a while Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers, withheld it from us. Those ni'mats, my dear brothers, that we took for granted, for a while Allah Ta'ala withheld it from us. And we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity again. That ni'mat, my dear brothers, of the masjid itself. For a while, my beloved Al-Sabar, what happened? We didn't realize, my dear brothers, the value of our masajids. And when that thing was taken away from us for a while, my dear brothers, what pereshani, what worry, my dear brothers, came over us. Then again, Allah Ta'ala opened it for us. Now, my dear brothers, we should have more qadr. Like one of the ulama ikram from Bukhara, he stays here nearby. He was mentioning to us, he says, remember one thing. He says, when Allah Ta'ala takes away a ni'mat from you, when Allah Ta'ala takes away, and he's talking about the situation that they went through, my dear brothers, in Bukhara, in Russia, at that time, and probably now also to some extent. He says, when Allah Ta'ala takes away a ni'mat from you, it takes very, very, very long after that in order to get that ni'mat again. He says it takes a lot of crying, it takes a lot of dua, my dear Muslim brothers, in order to retrieve that ni'mat again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Muslim brothers, we have to be very, very grateful to Allah that now, my dear brothers, in this time and this age again, alhamdulillah, Allah is giving us an opportunity. This jawr, my dear brothers, that is going to take place, inshallah, and the movement of our elders, these are not small things. These are, my dear, very great things. Our ulama ikram, those that have given their lives for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have traversed the world, and at every moment they are ready on mashura, in order, my dear, to fulfill the taqazas of the whole world, my dear brothers. When, my dear brothers, the request was presented to them, immediately they accepted, my beloved elders and brothers. And their suffer is going to be made, our elders from India, from Pakistan, from Bangladesh, my dear elders and brothers. Some of them are on wheelchair, some of them are on crutches, some of them can't even sit properly on the floor. But for years, my dear brothers, striving and striving and striving. With so much of sacrifice and qurbani, that is why they say when our elders and ulama ikram make suffer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a very great change, my dear brothers. Because it is their azam and their determination, my dear brothers, and the effort that is taking place, my dear brothers, to prepare for them, my dear brothers, to come to our country. Allah ta'ala uses this, my dear elders and brothers, to bring about a great change, my dear brothers. So how, my dear brothers, important and valuable it is when our elders make suffer. Now that, my dear brothers, it has been decided, inshallah, on the 4th, 5th and 6th, inshallah, our elders will be coming, inshallah, to KZN. On the 4th, 5th and 6th of February, inshallah, our elders will be coming to KZN. Those from India, Pakistan, elders from Bangladesh as well, inshallah. Thereafter, they will be going to Port Elizabeth, and then 2 days to Cape Town, and then the last 3 days, 3.5 days, inshallah, they will be in Transvaal, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, in this, my beloved elders and brothers, that he said, you know, when Bhai Padia Rahmatullah once came, he went overseas, and then he came back with the news that now, you know what, the elders have said, inshallah, they're making suffer, and we're going to have an ishtima, inshallah. So when he came back, many of us have heard this before, he came to Joburg, he was already out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few months, and when he came to Joburg, he called for his clothing and whatever from Durban in order to come to Joburg, and he said, I'm not going back home until the ishtima is completed. And he started making effort, my dear, probably so many months thereafter, my dear brothers, he came home. Our elders say when a date is fixed, my dear brothers, for a jor or an ishtima, inshallah, it is said then already the jor has already started. The fikr has already started. At the time, my dear, on that 4th, 5th and 6th, we hear this over and over again, that is the culmination of the effort, my dear brothers, at that time. Where in the end our elders will make a dua, inshallah. And whatever efforts that have been made, will ask for the acceptance of that effort, my dear. So alhamdulillah, it has been decided, my dear elders and brothers, that on the 4th, 5th and 6th, alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the facility also, my dear brothers, has been found in Chaka Scroll. This, my dear brothers, only through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, my dear brothers, opens the door according to our talab and according to our desire. Where alhamdulillah there is a covered structure, mashallah, where we'll be able to accommodate, inshallah, the entire jor that is going to take place, inshallah. So, inshallah, on this, my dear elders and brothers, before this, the effort, my dear brother, that is required. When the zimmedars, my dear, sat and now they were deciding with these little bit halats that are carrying on, my dear brothers, around us. Now what kind of fikr we should generate, inshallah? What kind of fikr should we generate, inshallah? So it was decided, inshallah, that we will have a jor. And that jor, my dear Muslim brothers, will be for the workers. But not the normal jor where, my dear brothers, we have normally for all workers jor, where there will be only brothers who are coming there for 4 months, those that have spent 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, my dear brothers, as they say, it will be an adjusted, you know, like today we hear always adjusted level. This, my dear brother, although will be adjusted where in order to accommodate all those who have spent time in the path of Allah. Any amount of time, whether it's 40 days, whether it is 20 days, whether it is 10 days, whether it is 3 days also. But they have spent time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will make an effort, inshallah, in order to see that how all these type of brothers, inshallah, will try and come for this jor, inshallah. And the reason for this is because of the little, whatever restrictions that are around us. Otherwise, the elders, my dear brothers, felt that even if everything was open, then a fully fledged ishtima, my dear brothers, could have been held. But obviously, my dear Muslim brothers, we all restricted whatever regulations that are around us. So in this way, inshallah, it was thought that, inshallah, all those who have spent 4 months in the path of Allah, which we've got over 1,000 in our natal, my dear brothers, and 40 days, and 20 days, 10 days, 3 days, this, my dear brothers, opens the field of effort. We know every masjid, mashallah, for years now, maybe the effort is taking place in our masajids for 30 years, 40 years. Many have gone for 3 days. Many, my dear brothers, have gone out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, for example, in a masjid, there might be 15 brothers that have spent 4 months. Another 10, 15 might have spent 40 days. Another 20, 30, my dear Muslim brothers, has spent 3 days, or 40, 50 has spent 3 days in the path of Allah. So if you look at it, my beloved brothers, even in every masjid, if we start from now, every masjid can even bring a busload of these people, my dear brothers, to them. A masjid, if you look at, my dear, certain masjids, they've got so many 4 months, over 20 4 months. And then so many brothers who have spent 40 days. So if we make the correct effort, my beloved Muslim brothers, inshallah, here also, we are hoping, inshallah, that if the proper effort is made, then many, many buses also, many, many brothers also will be able to come and attend the ishtima. So for this, my dear listen, brothers, alhamdulillah, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity that once again, how to revive our effort. Ishtima, my dear brothers, is an excuse. A jor, my dear brothers, is an excuse. We find that in no other, my dear, way it is possible in order to reach out to all our different tapkas, my dear brothers, that are staying in our areas, in our localities, more effectively, my dear Muslim brothers, as there is a jor, my dear brothers, or an ishtima that takes place. These last 2-3 years, my dear brothers, that went and we are deprived, Allah Ta'ala forgive us of these ishtimas, we find how difficult it was, my dear brothers, to reach out and make effort upon all different types of people, my dear brothers, that are around us. But a jor, my dear Muslim brothers, creates a worry and concern that how can we make effort on this community, on that community, on the other community, and across the entire board, my dear Muslim brothers, people, my dear brothers, are met. How from in every masjid, door to door, house to house, my dear brothers, the talk of iman, which, my dear Muslim brothers, we know, all of us that are sitting here, we know that these last few years, all these halats that have been taking place, how this iman of ours was battered, my dear brothers. It was affected. Our yaqeen, my dear Muslim brothers, was affected. Our iman was battered through the halats and conditions. People started speaking about such things, my dear Muslim brothers, that was against iman. Speaking things, my dear brothers, against the thing of iman. But, my dear Muslim brothers, that is how important it is for us that through the means of a jor, my dear Muslim brothers, a big gathering, may Allah Ta'ala give us an opportunity now in order to go from person to person, house to house. Even if you have to cover our entire area door to door, that doesn't matter. The appropriate people, we will make their tashkil, inshallah, in order to come for the ishtima, for the jor, inshallah. So in this way, my beloved Muslim brothers, Allah Ta'ala is giving us an opportunity. Once again, alhamdulillah, in this season, many jamaats came out in the path of Allah. We know we've got that potential. What great potential that we have got. In our areas itself, it's over 50, 60 jamaats came out. From Transvaal itself, over 160 jamaats came out. Because the borders, my dear brothers, there was restrictions. Most of these jamaats, they worked, my dear brothers, locally. And so many of our areas, alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're covered. So many of our locations, so many of our places where there are masjids, there are new Muslims, Allah, through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our jamaats that we're moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala made it such that all these little areas, my dear brothers, got covered. So Allah ta'ala once again wants us to bring into motion that worry, that concern, that fikr, that awaz, that everybody, my dear listen brothers, to get into this mode, inshallah, of fikr and worry, inshallah, that how we can make this ijtima a success, how we can make this jor into a success, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear listen brothers, so alhamdulillah, where Allah Ta'ala has given the opportunity for where this jor will take place, alhamdulillah, it's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear listen brothers, for us, we should make shukr to Allah that Allah Ta'ala is using our town or is using our area and locality. How many people will be coming? Those, my dear, the Allah walas, those, my dear listen brothers, who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those we unsuspectingly, my dear, we don't even know so many people, my beloved, who are so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to entertain them, in order to see to their needs, in order to see to their facilities, my beloved Elizabeth. This is not a small thing. This is a very great thing, my dear brothers, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, my dear Elizabeth brothers, all of us, inshallah, the rest of the program, inshallah, will continue. MashaAllah, also, we should all, inshallah, make an azam, inshallah, in our hearts, and make niyat, inshallah, that from now, inshallah, in earnest, inshallah, whatever taqazas are put in front of us, that we go back to our masajids, inshallah, and we start making effort, inshallah. We start making effort, start making harakat, taking on new people in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make fikr, inshallah, that how this jor, inshallah, can become successful, and Allah ta'ala, inshallah, can use it as a means of hidayat, inshallah, for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala accept us and make it easy for all of us, inshallah. Those that are coming in can try and sit according to their zones, inshallah. We know normally, my dear brothers, the way that we sit, inshallah, will make it easy at the time when we are making fikr for tashkil and that as well, inshallah. Allah kabul kare, inshallah.